Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown, baby!
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Mark Richt would like Drew Butler to hit it a mile in the air. And he did. What a kick.
And the SEC's career leader in touchdown passes and completions, Aaron Murray.
Touchdown in stride as he crosses the goal line. Put it right on his hip. What a throw.
Now, with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Get to the house, sideline, pylon, touchdown, and the Dogs are on the board first.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been lame. For your next mistake, I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Welcome into the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside by my co-host, Aaron Murray. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Drew Butler. Aaron is at Aaron Murray 11. Head on over to puntandpass.com, the number one destination for all things college football. This episode of Punt and Pass is presented to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. That is right. Hopefully you had an amazing Christmas, a happy holiday season, and you made it better by heading on over to Salomon Brothers Jewelers to get your significant other an amazing piece of jewelry. And guess what? There is still time left. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day coming up. So if you're thinking about popping the question in a very romantic way, make it extremely special by heading on over to Salomon Brothers Jewelers. They have two top-rated jewelry stores. One's in Buckhead, 17th floor Tower Place. The other is in Alpharetta, just past the Avalon. And best thing about Salomon Brothers Jewelers is it's for anyone with any budget, big or small, and you can make your budget go further. If you mention Punt and Pass or just mention Drew and Aaron, you get 10% off your jewelry purchase. Salomon Brothers has the lowest prices on the highest quality jewelry and diamonds. Guarantee they offer interest-free financing, custom jewelry design, lifetime diamond upgrades. There's no place better. At Salomon Brothers on Instagram, SalomonBrothers.com. Aaron, I'm sure you had a great Christmas and a great holiday. I know I did. Jackie got some Salomon Brothers jewelry, which she obviously was thrilled about. So big time brownie points for Drew. I'm sure you came out successful as well.
Oh, yes. Sharon got hers. So your boy, now I can start. Now the football season's almost over. I can start squeezing this golf time because she got some fancy gear popping on her wrist right now. So yes. Great Christmas for the Murray household. I know you got a completely rearranged basement of a fairyland, I've heard.
Princess stuff galore, dolls everywhere, bounce houses. We had a ton of fun this weekend, so all good. It's Monday morning. We're back in the fold. College football playoff is on Friday. We got bowls left and right, which I'm obviously fired up about. So let's just start right there. Obviously, COVID continues to dominate the news. Three bowl games have already been canceled. the Sun Bowl. Miami had to back out. The Military Bowl. The Hawaii Bowl was canceled on Christmas Eve, unfortunately. The Fenway Bowl. A couple of others are kind of up in the air right now. It's just the reality of the situation. So clearly people are looking at the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, which, of course, are the college football playoff semifinal games, and saying, how can you mitigate the risk? Make sure that these kids don't get it. It's everywhere, this new variant, sick or not. If you get tested and you're positive, 10-day COVID protocols unless you test out. So Georgia arrived in Miami yesterday, and it seems like they're in pretty good health. Everybody was wearing masks. They get down there. I don't know what the testing protocol is like. I know the beat reporters will get a chance to speak to the teams today. Anything you're hearing? It seems like everything's scheduled as planned as of right now.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet. We heard the news last week with JT and Pickens, but I think they
– I think Pickens tested out.
I think they – have they tested out?
I think Pickens has tested out reportedly. Yeah, I haven't heard about JT.
JT should be good to go for the game, so I think he should be – based on the timing, I think he should be tested out or get through the 10 days before Friday night. So I think we will have a backup quarterback so people can bitch and moan about how he could be the starter and should be out there in the second half.
Yeah.
So that's good news. So yeah, everything seems very quiet right now. I was a little shocked because what I thought I was reading last week when the articles came out about the playoffs and the national championship and how, you know, teams could forfeit and maybe they could push back the championship game to the 14th if need be. I thought I read in there, and correct me if I'm wrong, Drew, that if teams did not have to go down 5 days in advance.
Correct.
I was kind of shocked yesterday Georgia went on Sunday and didn't wait 48 hours to head down to Miami. What do you think the reasoning for that? I don't know if I haven't seen any reasoning.
I haven't seen any reasoning either. Yeah, we talked about that on last week's episode. So the college football bowls came out and said, hey, you guys don't have to come down 5 days early. All you would need to do is come down 48 hours prior to kickoff. I think you and I said, hey, if Kirby has the chance to keep the guys in Athens for as long as he can, he'll take it. You don't want to let these guys.
Athens is dead right now.
Yeah, you don't want to let these guys run down on South Beach, but they showed up yesterday. And it seems like the entire team is down there. I don't think JT is down there yet because he had tested positive. I don't know about Pickens. I haven't read that deep into a lot of the articles that came out this morning. But I was surprised as well. What would the reasoning be? I don't know. Create some normalcy within the week. Get those guys down in Miami, get them acclimated to the more humid temperatures, even though it's 75 in Atlanta. I had to turn my AC on last night.
You know what? I can think maybe. So
yeah, why?
I can tell you one thing. They're not going to be out on South Beach. Like that hotel is going to be locked down.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe in their mind, it's a little bit easier to lock down the guys in a hotel in Miami than say if you're letting them go back to their dorms and houses in Atlanta and Athens. Unless you're like, okay, guys, we're going to be in a hotel in Athens, which kind of seems pointless.
Yeah.
So maybe, okay, yeah, we go down there. We get used to the temperature. We get the traveling over with. And the only places you're going to go to are the meeting rooms in the hotel, your room, the dining area, and practice. And that is it. There's no exploring South Beach. There's no going out. There's no going out to dinners with your boys, none of that. So maybe he feels like he can keep them corralled a little bit easier inside the hotel there in Miami. I don't know. That's the only thing that comes to my mind. I was almost positive when we brought it up last week when the rules came out that there's no way that they're going to head anywhere near before 48 hours. But they're there now getting ready to go.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And maybe it's like a player morale type thing. You know, maybe the coaching staff got together and say, hey, these guys have worked their tails off all season long. They've made it to the college football playoff semifinal game. We get to go down to Miami for the Orange Bowl. Let's reward them. Surely they can keep their hands on some of the outside circumstances, like you're saying, Aaron. You know, Gant is working overtime when those curfew times hit to make sure that these guys are in the hotel. And last night, per social media, you saw that they did get to do a bowl game activity. It looked like they won on a cruise out in South Beach. They had dinner on a boat. Looked pretty awesome. And then they all go back to the players' lounge inside the hotel. I saw some quotes this morning of the guys pretty much just saying, hey, we all understand that this variant is everywhere. We're 98 or 90% 99% vaccinated. We're all wearing masks. Sometimes that still doesn't work enough to keep the variant out. We're just going to hang with each other at the lounge, but still enjoying the week. I think that is big for player morale. I think that is big to keep guys in some sort of consistent process leading up to game time. And I don't know about Michigan. Is Michigan down there yet? I have no idea.
I don't know. I tell you what, those player lounges nowadays are freaking sweet. I mean, I don't know what Georgia's looks like. I've been to a few covering bowl games, obviously, when you and I are there, and they've just gotten better and better. I mean, you got like 80, 90-inch TVs everywhere with PlayStations and Xboxes hooked up. You got full-on bars of food and Powerade and couches and other game. I mean, it's like air hockey and ping pong. So like it is a good way to keep your team together, to have some fun, where it's not like if you are in Athens where it's like, okay, guys, come to practice, go back to your dorm or go back to your hotel or go back to your house.
Yeah.
At least you are getting a chance to be together as a team this week and then find ways, like you alluded to, schedule events where it's just the team. We are somewhat out on the town, but in a safe way. And can enjoy ourselves a little bit. Like, listen, it's not the normal go to South Beach, Orange Bowl kind of week, but something's better than nothing. And I think, like you alluded to, too, I mean, these kids are smart enough, too, man. They're not going to screw up an opportunity to play in the Orange Bowl, and they're not going to screw up an opportunity to play in the Natty.
No, you're totally right. Michigan is there. I'm looking it up right now. They got to Miami on Christmas Day, so the team is down there. Good for them. I mean, and good for the Orange Bowl. I think that's important, too. The teams are there. Obviously, they're going to do everything in their power to not mess it up from a player perspective, and I think the smartest way to do that is just don't test these kids if they're not sick. I mean, that's pretty much what it's
going to
take.
Do they have to, though? Like, if
I don't think so. I think it was...
If you're vaccinated and you're not showing symptoms, do you have to test?
I think what they said, what the College Football Playoff Committee said, is all the teams have to do is continue their testing protocol that they used in season. So I think that is right. If you're vaccinated and asymptomatic, you're not going to get tested. So it seems like these guys should be in pretty good shape to make sure that they play on Friday. I mean, that's really soon, right? So this is a Tuesday. Today is a Tuesday in a usual week. It's a work day for these guys. You know, Wednesday, you're going to put your third down and your red zone stuff in. And then Thursday is just tighten it up, walkthrough. Get ready to roll.
I think the message has to be, too, the message isn't like, okay, let's just suck it up this week. We're in South Beach. We got to be good. It's if we win this, you also have to understand there's one more game to go.
Yeah.
So it can't be like, oh, my God, we got to Friday. We won the game. Now we can breathe. It's no – it's not only do you have to prepare for the national championship, you also have to keep doing these little things right to make sure that you don't test positive or show any symptoms if you are vaccinated going forward. So these are 18 to 22-year-old kids. Let's not forget this. They make stupid decisions. I made a ton of stupid decisions.
I'm 32, and I still make stupid decisions.
Still make stupid decisions. So to think nothing is going to go wrong, you'd be crazy to think that. You can only just sit back, hope, and pray if you're a Georgia fan that these kids control the hormones as much as they can the next 2 weeks.
Before we get on to some other news and notes, thoughts on Dan Lanning? I mean, it's being not reported, but it's just being heavily looked after that, yes, he is now the head coach at Oregon, but I saw an article today that he's calling the defense. Like, of course he is. He's still a defensive coordinator. I don't know why people are making a big deal about this. He's locked in. I mean, he ain't worried about Oregon right now. Maybe at 11 p.m. he shoots out a couple of text messages to some possible recruits. But, you know, he wants to win a national championship. I saw how much his bone – I mean, if he wins a national championship – he gets like an extra $700,000. It's insane what Dan Lanning can get if Georgia were to win the Orange Bowl in the national championship. Believe me, people, he's locked in. I don't necessarily think that's a big deal whatsoever. Do you?
No. I think, and I've talked to some players, and I think I've seen some stuff from Kirby that, you know, when he's in the building, it's Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. When it's time to go home and it's 11 o'clock at night, kind of like what you're saying. And if he wants to shoot a couple emails or do some stuff on his own time, he's allowed to.
Of course.
But when he's in the building and the G's on his chest, he's fully committed to getting ready to go for this game and then getting ready to go for the national championship.
Yeah.
If he wasn't, and if there was any hesitation, he would not be there right now. Because they got plenty of guys on staff. I mean, they got Muschamp. Kirby's a defensive mind. You know, I think that's helping bridge maybe some issues. But I'm sure a conversation was had. Listen, are you in or not? And if you are, these are the expectations. And if you're not, there's nothing wrong with it. We completely understand. You're going to be a head coach at Oregon. Like, we all wish you well, but don't let that hinder us from winning a national championship. So the conversation's been had. He's focused. He's ready to go. I anticipate this defense to go there and kick some ass.
Aaron says, Dan Lanning, fully committed to Georgia. I agree. Hey, if you're fully committed to your significant other, head on over to Solomon Brothers Jewelers. Absolutely. New Year's Eve is this Friday. New Year's Day is Saturday. If you're going to pop the question and make 2022 the best one ever, start at Solomon Brothers Jewelers. They have the biggest selection, the best quality, and the lowest prices, an in-store experience that is totally unmatched. Two awesome locations, one in Buckhead, one in Alpharetta. Lowest prices on the highest quality jewelry and diamonds, guaranteed. If you mention Drew and Aaron or Punt and Pass, you get 10% off your jewelry purchase. SolomonBrothers.com, at Solomon Brothers on Instagram. They're the best. They are the best. All right, Florida lost to Central Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl down in your hometown of Tampa, Florida. Ugly game. Florida could not get anything going on offense. Emory Jones, I thought he was going to kind of have his going out party, if you will. You mentioned that UCF could be a great landing spot for him as he is now in the transfer portal. Tough, tough look for Florida. Obviously, Billy Napier coming out as the new head coach since that project is done. The Dan Mullen project is done now, but I don't know, man. That was just a bad, bad look for the Gators. You knew that they wanted to win that one for bragging rights, and UCF, that place was packed. It was the first ever sold-out Gasparilla Bowl at Raymond James Stadium. That used to be played in Tropicana Field, but yeah, I don't know. Bad look for the Gators.
I mean, the season they had, which was awful. Ooh. You fire head coach, you're 6-6, you had to beat Florida State to get into the bowl game, and then you lose to UCF, your quote-unquote supposed little brother. And not just lose, you lost by double digits, looked like crap doing it. Yeah. So, yeah, I was a little shocked. You know, Emory, this was his big last hoorah to really put on some good tape before he hit the portal. This does not help his case. I still think he'll land up somewhere fine, and I think UCF still could be a possible landing spot for him. But this is a situation now when you look at Florida, you look at their season, you look at the way it ended, you look at who they have coming back next year, who's leaving, and then who they have coming in when it comes to recruiting. And we all know that the recruiting struggles they've had this season.
Yeah.
This gap between Florida and Kentucky is huge.
What a, you love Kentucky. What about Jack Miller transferring to Florida from Ohio State? Look, I mean,
he hasn't played. I don't know.
I agree with you.
I mean, yeah, they add depth. They add depth to a position they need.
Yeah,
especially because you never know what's going to happen at the quarterback spot, and obviously we've seen Anthony Richardson can't make it through a week of a football game, so you may need to get a couple more guys in the transfer portal. But to me, right now, the second signing day, and I know there's not a lot of kids that haven't committed already, so it's going to be tough. They better hit it out of the park as much as they can, and they got to do what Tennessee did. They got to hit the transfer portal, and they got to win. Because the issue is, like, if they go have a crappy year next year and they're like 7-5, that's not going to help recruiting. Kids don't want to go to Florida just because they have a new head coach who's good at recruiting. They want to go somewhere to go win championships. And if Florida's 6-7 this year and 7-5 next year, you ain't building Jack anything.
Yeah.
You're not building anything. So I just feel bad for this new coaching staff, man. They are inheriting a program that is heading in the wrong direction fast, and everyone in the SEC East is heading in the right direction. Kentucky.
All right.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Georgia. I mean, Florida's about to get left in the dust.
Oh, about to get left in the dust, Aaron Murray says. I mean, if you look at what's happening, I would be hard-pressed to be convinced otherwise. You know, you and I talked about Mike Bobo, obviously, who was the offensive coordinator at Auburn. Now he's no longer there. Will or will he not be on the support staff at Georgia? His son Drew just committed and signed to be a Georgia Bulldog. I would have to guess that Coach Bobo probably will be on the support staff at Georgia. That will probably be announced after college football playoff or the national championship, respectively. But another name that was at an SEC school recently, a guy that you and I both played with, who was the interim defensive coordinator for the Florida Gators, who we are talking about currently, was Christian Robinson. Christian Robinson, a damn good dog, former defensive captain at University of Georgia. He put out a tweet essentially saying, hey, I love my time at Florida, on to new things. He's not going to be retained by Billy Napier's staff. And look, as you and I do research and prep for the Punt and Pass podcast, we get out there and we try to look about what the people are talking about. What are they saying on the message boards? What are the beat writers writing about around Southeastern Conference? And I saw one thing, Aaron, that just blew me away. I absolutely love message board fodder. I said, there's no way this can be true. Is this true? And there was a thread on a message board that says, will Georgia reach out to Christian Robinson? Meaning, let's get him in the fold. So I click on the thread. I start reading it. And I see this reply to the thread. The thread is simply, will Georgia reach out to Christian Robinson? Here is what a reply said. I don't know. C-Rob and Kirby Smart have a strained relationship, from what I know. Christian was visiting with some friends in town, Aaron Murray and Ty Fricks. That's you, Aaron, the guy I'm talking to. A couple of years ago in the offseason, they were at Pauly's, a great establishment downtown Athens.
Probably the only truth in this story is that we were at Pauly's. I'll say that.
Yes. I mean, how many times? You guys were at Pauly's every night. C-Rob was texting and talking with a couple of current players at Georgia, and Kirby did not like this, and they had a heated text exchange. This alleged incident was when C-Rob had just started out at Florida. I've heard this from multiple people who are friends with Ty Fricks, Aaron Murray, Drew Butler, and Christian Robinson, so now my name's in the mix too. Aaron, I've never heard this story. Please, is this true or not? This is hilarious. I laughed out loud when I read it.
No, it is not true. Maybe that's because so we were a couple deep at Pauly's with crepes and some adult beverages. Yes. That I don't remember or not. But like I said, I think the only truth to this story is that there was a 95% chance that you would catch us at Pauly's.
Oh yeah,
hanging out, having a couple drinks. That was our go to spot the last couple of years, and then post UGA. So that is about the extent of it.
That's hilarious.
But I'm sure. I mean, listen, I'm sure Kirby wasn't happy if Christian was on a different staff and he was around current UGA players with the rules that are going on now.
Yeah,
I can see how they can rub him wrong. But to my knowledge, and I may have to ask Christian this eventually, and maybe I'll let you know next week on the podcast.
Yeah,
I do not think there was any kind of altercation over the phone about C-Rob being in Pauly's in Athens between him and Kirby.
It's just
none
so
that
great.
I know of.
Of course,
I plead the fifth here. I do not know.
Another reply was, these are the same dudes from Coach Rick's late years that are butthurt about the way things went down with Rick. C-Rob, Artie, Hudson, just to name a few. They'll bash the program whenever they get the chance. I mean, I love it. There's nothing better. I love Georgia football. I love dog fans. They are the best. They are the best. Speaking of the best, what about the best games before the college football playoff? Some pretty decent matchups this week.
It's a great week.
The Alamo Bowl, Oregon versus Oklahoma, two brand new coaching staffs coming in hot. I think the Birmingham Bowl might be interesting tomorrow. Houston against Auburn. What is Auburn going to look like? No, Bo Nix is not playing, right? He's hurt and he's not playing.
I think Houston kicks their butt.
All right, that's a good little tip. The Liberty Bowl, Texas Tech versus Mississippi State, the Mike Leach Bowl. And then the Peach Bowl, Pitt versus Michigan State. So let's do this. Auburn's a 2-point favorite against Houston.
Oh, I'm picking Houston. Auburn.
Okay.
One, TJ Finley. You know how I feel about him.
Yeah.
Two, they've had a couple guys opt out. I think three of their top guys have opted out of this game. So they don't want to be there. They don't want to play in this game. Their quarterback's terrible. Their offense is terrible. Houston. I think Houston's a good football team. I think Houston wins this game.
Yeah.
Mississippi State, Texas Tech, I think it's going to be an awesome game. I think Mississippi State's
a 9.5-point favorite. That's a lot of points.
I'll take Mississippi State.
You'll lay the 9.5.
Yeah, I will. I think their defense is Texas Tech has no defense. I mean, god-awful defense. I think Mississippi State with Will Rogers, with a pretty
Leach
darn
Bowl.
Good defense, I'll take them in that one.
Oklahoma against Oregon in the Alamo Bowl. I remember growing up, like in high school too, the Alamo Bowl used to always have really good games. Yeah. Always would have good matchups in the Alamo Bowl. Oklahoma's a 4.5-point favorite against Oregon.
I'll
I don't
take
know.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think I like Oklahoma too.
Oregon's
soft.
So exposed.
Charmin soft. I like Oklahoma too. I would lay the 4.5 there. And then Michigan State, a 2.5-point favorite against the Kenny Pickett list. Pitt Panthers, because Pickett opted out and he's heading to the draft, right?
So yeah, for that reason alone, I'm going with Michigan State.
And I mean, Kenneth Walker is playing, right?
He would slice up that defense, Michigan State. But without your star QB who's been your team, I don't feel good about it.
So you like Houston plus two, laying 9.5 with Mississippi yep. State, laying 4.5 with Oklahoma, and laying 2.5 with Michigan State.
What's a Tennessee game? I think Tennessee game could be pretty good. Tennessee versus Purdue.
Let me look at that line right now.
I think 5.5 I'm seeing. Tennessee 5.5.
And that's the Music City Bowl up in Nashville.
Yeah, I like Tennessee in that one too.
Laying 5.5.
Yes.
You think they can hang it up on Purdue, huh?
I do.
All right. I like that. I like Houston as well. I think that could be a game of the year type situation tomorrow. I just don't see how Auburn. I mean, I know it's in Birmingham. It'll be a very pro-Auburn crowd. But without Bo Nix, no more Coach Bobo, TJ Finley. I don't know. And we all know Harsin wanted to call the plays. That's why Bobo's no longer there. But it's just seems like a lot of uncertainty
for Auburn. He's drinking the Kool-Aid. I saw an article this week. He's like, man, I'm excited about this up-tempo offense we're running now. It fits more my style. I love Harsin in charge. So he's got him.
That's what Finley was saying?
Yeah, of course he's going to say that because he wants to be the quarterback. He's going to come out and say, no, this offense doesn't fit me. So obviously he's rah-rah feeling good about what they're going to be maybe showcasing what this offense may look like come 2022.
Yeah.
But they just don't have the personnel right now. So
I'm going to take the points with Texas Tech. I just think 9.5 is too much. So give me 9.5 with Texas Tech. I'll lay the 4.5 with Oklahoma. And then I'm on the same side as you with Michigan State laying 2.5 without Kenny Pickett. I just think Pitt is in a little bit of a vulnerable spot. Lines pretty much staying the same, Aaron, for the college football playoff. Bama's a 13.5 point favorite right now against Cincinnati, and Georgia sitting steady at a 7.5 point favorite against Michigan. I'm more and more liking 13.5 with Cincinnati. I'm just liking it. I have not picked it yet. We'll do that later on this week. But
you think they can, based on what we've seen from Alabama's defense?
Without John Mechie, that All-American DB could hopefully lock down Jameson Williams. You know, they've had 4 weeks to prepare for Bryce Young. You have to keep Bryce Young in the pocket. He absolutely killed Georgia when he got outside defense. The pocket.
I'm more worried about Cincinnati's offense.
I think with their preparation, Desmond Ridder.
I think Alabama's preparing for them too, by the way.
Yeah, I did not forget that part. the total in that game is 57.5.
I like under that too. If anything, I'd lean towards that.
And then the total in the Georgia Michigan game is 45.5. So, you're heading down to Miami on Thursday. I would like to do a live show. A lot of people on our YouTube page have said you guys need to go live, take some questions.
Let's go
do
live.
A Q&A. Let's do it.
If you know how to do, you're the tech guy. So you know how to do it. I just show up.
Okay. Well, I'll get with you from a scheduling standpoint. Maybe we'll get some tweets out at Punt and Pass, at Aaron Murray 11, at Drew Butler, and we'll ask what the best time could be. Maybe Wednesday night. We'll try to see what the deal is. Maybe Thursday morning. What time's your flight? You going down early?
TBD. Okay. It is scheduled for Thursday morning, but I have to run it by the wife first.
Okay. Well, you know what? Check with the boss.
Yes. I got to get the stamp of approval from the wife first.
We'll try to make sure that we can keep it updated for our listeners, because I think it'd be cool to go live before the semifinal. That would be awesome.
Oh, I would love to interact, get some questions, chat it up, get some banter that we were alluding to in the dog vent from the crazy story about Polly's.
That's great.
We want good stories. Bring your good stories.
Yeah. I mean, bring that message board fodder to us. We'll decipher. We'll get through it. Tell us what's going on with the Players Lounge. I see you guys are announcing that you've partnered up with some current players at Georgia.
Yep.
Awesome NFT project, the DGD Mafia. Follow them at the Players Lounge on Twitter and Instagram. Join the Discord. Lad McConkey, Chris Smith. Who else? It's awesome, dude.
Dude, we got two guys rolling daily. We'll be announcing. So we got two more
John
coming
Staten.
Tonight. John, we got Ringo's on board. So Keith, we have 11 Ringo. Guys. We got 11 guys that we're going to announce. I think we have six more to go over the next 3 days.
Sweet.
So we had some big boys. We had the big hitters. Excited.
Big hitters coming in.
Oh, I love it. The only great thing is, you know, we've posted the NFTs of these current players, and all the players that we haven't signed have been hitting us up like, hey, can we get one?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
So yeah, we're going to have a percentage of, obviously the majority will go to the 11 we signed.
Yeah.
But we want to give money and put money in the pockets of all the players. So there will be a percentages given to everyone from the pot at the end of the day, which we're excited about. But yeah, man, it is rolling. Our Discord channel is blowing up.
Yeah.
Social media, yeah, we're excited about this project. 50% goes back to the players' pockets, baby.
That's awesome.
All the interaction we're getting, we're going to have a good time with it.
You know, I love that. I'm all about getting that dough right into the players' pockets, and especially with an awesome, cool project like you guys are doing with the Players Lounge. It is awesome. Check them out. All right, well, we got a great week of college football. I mean, I don't know about you, but on the work front, obviously the NFT stuff's rocking and rolling, but it always feels like that week between Christmas and New Year's kind of like a lost cause. Everybody's just, you don't know what day it is. You know, you well, go to the fridge like, and the cocktails like, look pretty tasty around 2 p.m. You're like, I don't know.
I got to work out, first off. I've had so much pie the past four nights. I feel like a lard at the moment. But Sharon, you working this week? She goes, oh, I'm on my computer, but not really.
Yeah.
On the computer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, check us out on the computer at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. Aaron is at AaronMurray11. PuntandPass.com. And with New Year's Eve coming up and New Year's Day, get on over to Solomon Brothers Jewelers. Solomon Brothers, family-owned and operated since 1982. That's over 35 years. They have the largest diamond and jewelry inventory in the Southeast. The best part about Solomon Brothers is the store is for anyone with any budget, big or small. You can make your budget go further when you mention Punt and Pass or just Drew and Aaron. You get 10% off your jewelry purchase. One store in Buckhead, one store in Alpharetta. The lowest prices on the highest quality jewelry and diamonds guaranteed at Solomon Brothers on Instagram and SolomonBrothers.com. Make 2022 your best year ever and surprise your significant other with an awesome piece of jewelry from Solomon Brothers. All right, Murray, I'll be in touch with you. We'll try to figure out how we can do a live stream on YouTube before the semifinal game. We will talk to you on Thursday. See ya.